Hello, friends in podcast town. It's Matt from your Lunchtime Podcast. Welcome to episode 19. On today's episode, we talk about scammers and Ron's choice of music and a few other little tidbits. It's like, are you okay day here in Australia? Crikey, I can't get my words out today at all. I'm struggling. It is Are You Okay Day here in Australia, Thursday, 12th of September, 2019. I hope you took the time just to message a friend, just to check on them, see how they're doing. Anyway, here's the episode. Hope you enjoy. Morning, buddy.
How you going?
Good, good.
Are you okay? Are you okay, Dave?
Oh, yeah, it is too.
You okay, mate?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm all right.
Not great.
Not super.
Could be better.
Couldn't we all? that's human race for you.
Yeah. Always want more.
Considering all the signs around work, I actually forgot today was Are You Okay Day.
Jesus.
Good
to see you pay attention.
Mate, that's why I work here and I'm not a detective.
That's right. I'm okay, mate, thanks for asking.
I was about to say, how are you feeling? Are
I'm
you
actually
okay?
Really good.
You're good?
Yeah, I'm really good.
You're good. Mm. You're not okay?
I'm good. Great.
Now you're great.
Yeah.
Lord.
Life is good.
Oh, God is good. Praise Allah.
That's good. No, Allah, fuck him.
I think you've been through more religions than Brandon. You've been Jewish, you've been Muslim.
All in one day.
Ginger. One day? I'd give it about an hour that you've been.
Yeah.
Not that I was Jew.
No, Allah, fuck that
guy. But what was I reading this morning? I was reading, there's a guy here in Brisbane.
Mm.
Who's getting around. He's apparently on Tinder.
Oh, no.
But he started up a page called Netflix Australia Brisbane.
Oh.
He's claiming he works for Netflix. And he's trying to film a documentary of getting, like, people partying in Fortitude Valley.
For Netflix? What's Netflix got to do?
Nothing.
Oh.
But that's what he's claiming. That's what he's claiming, yeah. He what did it say in the article? Sorry, he pretended he's from America.
He speaks Australian.
Hung around these girls, put on a fake accent, and told them that he's from California, and he was lost. If they could help him find his way to his hotel, so he could just get back to their place.
What the fuck, really?
Yeah.
This bloke's got some skill,
mate. Not really. He's been caught out every time. Apparently Netflix were contacted and they were like, nope.
That's not us.
Never heard of him. You stealing your kids' lunches again?
Yeah, he doesn't eat it.
Potato sticks.
I end up eating it. They're actually not bad. It's like a chip.
Just look at those for a second.
Have them up, you have them.
What does that say on Lord of the Rings? Potatoes. Roast potato. 50% less fat. Dairy free. No preservatives. No artificial flavours or colours, no added MSG.
Try one, open
snacks
one up.
For growly little monster. Yeah, well, I wouldn't say you're a growly little monster, you're a fucking...
That's because I snack on these.
Growly bastard, that's what you are. where were we? This news article.
You're talking about this bloke.
Here he is. There's even... Oh, mate, he's... In this day and age, with social media, cameras, just everything with today's technology, how do people think they get away with all this shit?
I
don't get it. Why do you try? It's like, my wife is constantly... Actually, she got one yesterday. She's going to jail.
Oh, no.
Yep. The tax department called her.
She took that $1 billion thing from South Africa, didn't she?
the tax department called it, and that was her final warning. The police are going to arrest her unless she makes her payment in 24 hours. She had quite a big bill with the tax office.
She's been getting these warning letters for a long time. Why wouldn't you just pay her? Oh, well, good luck in there.
Hey, you think about it, for every, say, out of every 20 calls, how many do you reckon they'd get? I reckon they'd get at least 2 to 3.
Really?
Yeah.
They keep probably that stupid, man.
That's also like the ones that do the,
like, everyone knows they're, like, say for the taxi. Everyone knows what they're
there. Those ones that, you owe us $2. Well, imagine if every Australian's called, say, for example, I don't know the exact number of Australians, but say there's 50 million of us.
I think it's more like 20. Yeah, go on.
Well, even 20. Say at $2.
At 40 million.
Yeah. But that's everyone donating. Like,
if someone sent me a bill for $2, I'd probably throw that in the bin. I'm paying $2.
Like, I was banking with the NAB in the early 2000s.
You were what?
Banking with the NAB?
Yeah.
They sent me a check for $3.50. Because it's something that they made a mistake on.
Did you bank it?
On my account. No. Because it was going to cost me $4 to have the check
for dollar behind.
You dirty bastard.
That's good.
Like, well, why wouldn't you just contact me and just go, hey, we've made a mistake. We're just going to put the couple of bucks back in your bank account. Mm. You know why they do it. Because they know you're not going to cash that check. And they're saving money.
Yeah.
That's why I don't understand when...
That's pathetic.
Like, there was, I can't remember if it was a guy or a girl. Might have been 10 years ago, maybe. The bank had accidentally deposited, like, $1 million in there.
Oh, I heard that. She went shopping or something?
So they went and... Yeah, went shopping. And then
she had to pay it back.
And they had to pay it back. They had to give everything they bought back. Otherwise, they were going to jail. So, well, hang on.
You dumb cunt, put it in my account.
It's like... I would withdraw as much of that as I can, and I'd off to another country. See ya.
Yeah.
One where they can't bring me back. Fuck that.
Yes. Which shit.
Like, and it took over a week for them to catch on that they'd put $1 million or so in this person's account. I would give them a couple of days. I'd find out how much money I could draw out in like 4 or 5 days. Like, you know, say if you want to take 50 grand and they're like, oh, well, it's going to take us 3 or 4 days, you know, we'll, you know, find out how much you can take, like, how long it's going to take for you to get as much as you can.
And you organize and then get that, and then you, to Spain.
And you're, whoop, see ya, go to Mexico, rename yourself.
No, you get murdered, your head gets on a turtle,
yeah. Nah, that's Arizona.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's Arizona. Who cares? Who cares? Mexican cartel, run at me. What are you going to do?
Throw money at them.
If there happens to be a Mexican cartel member listening, orale, vato. Viva la raza. I'd go to Mexico and change my name to Pablo. Juan. Juan Pablo.
Yeah.
Orale ese. Oh, you like a tortilla? You like a burrito? I'd open up a burrito stand in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. Where all the tourist hotspots are.
Really pretty cool, they're nice.
Cocaína. Yeah. ¿Qué? Oh, you've been
so
to
what's
me.
Happened to this guy?
Have you got any travel stories about your travels?
I'd say stories. Like, I didn't go to jail and... Or the cartel never got me or... Nothing like that.
Well, clearly the cartel didn't get you.
He'd love me with my ginger hair.
Your ginger hair would probably be offensive to them. Yeah, hey, what is this, vato? Oh. Whereabouts in the world have you been?
Done Hawaii. Done a little bit of Canada.
I've heard Hawaii's expensive.
Depends where you go. If you go to like the... I can't remember the... Say Honolulu, it's very commercial.
Did you guys see
there's actually a lot of Japanese there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Japanese go there for a bit of holiday. It's pretty close.
Might be cheap for them, yeah. Because I know with Bali, a lot of Asians go there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Asians. But when I was there, it was also Chinese New Year.
Mm.
And they were everywhere. They were, you know, it's like every race, every culture. You know, some are nice and some are assholes.
Yeah.
And the ones that we encounter were assholes because I've been told the Asians that travel are the rich ones.
Yeah, they don't give
so they automatically just think they're better than everyone. But, you know, they follow your example.
Yeah.
Get out of my way, peasant.
That's it. Don't look at me.
But, they were very rude to the Indonesians. Yeah. Very rude.
I've been to Canada. Been to Rockies. I'd love to go
to Canada, but my wife doesn't want to go. She's got no interest in Canada at all.
It's pretty cool.
It's just like Australians with American accents.
Yeah.
Some of them also have French accents, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of French, yeah. Half the signs are English and French. Mexico. Don't be Mexico. Vegas. Vegas is cool.
Oh, Vegas, I'm not allowed to go to.
Vegas is cool.
My
that's one place I go back, for sure.
My wife has told me I'm not allowed to go to Vegas, and if I go, it has to be with her, because I will either come back with a criminal record.
Well, you won't come back at all.
In a box to be buried. Or with an STD.
All those things are one.
Well, that STD could... I might get that after I was arrested. See, it might fall in this fashion. I'll get an STD, get angry about it, get arrested, and then get raped and murdered while I'm in jail.
That's it.
Send then my body back in the box. It's up. No, I have a feeling if I was to go to Vegas by myself, I would actually get myself in trouble.
How you going?
I reckon I would... I'd get in a lot of strife, I reckon.
It's cool atmosphere, man.
Because just that whole... If you're gambling at a hotel, oh, here, have a drink. Have another drink. Have another drink. I'd just be like... I'd be placing dollar bets just to get, like, $15 cocktails.
Well, you can walk around the streets with drinks. You know, people walk around with alcohol. There's no... When I was there, there's no fuckwits. Yeah, as you walk in the city, you know.
I think it was in Vegas that my brother-in-law...
Hello.
My brother-in-law was in Vegas and actually got to hang out with one of the Bloods. You know, the Bloods of the Crips gang?
Yeah,
like a proper OG. Went back to his place, got high with him,
really?
Drank with
what?
Him. Yeah. Like, imagine having that for a story.
Yeah, like, you don't have stories like that.
See, my brother-in-law, him and his wife, they're having a baby... within the next 6 months,
yeah.
I think it is. I can't remember how far along his wife Sophie is, but
like, I think we're late for the party, man. What is it?
Or are we early? There's office staff putting out a lot of biscuits and stuff, so maybe we. Oh, I've got a bit of room in my bag over here. I could sneak a few
take
in.
A few boxes.
Sneak a few in. I think so. But imagine being able to tell your kids stories like that. Like, he broke his ankle in South America at some festival. He was seeing the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. My stories are like, we went over there with 7 empty suitcases. No, sorry, 6. 2 sexes, 3. And the empty went had carry on. And we went shopping galore.
Oh. I'm not your typical...
We came back with 8.
I'm not your typical bloke when it comes to travelling. Really? Going overseas... I'm not one of these, oh, I've got to go out and see the party scene.
No, I don't.
Take me fucking shopping. Mm. I will spend a shitload of money if I can.
We spent heaps. And it was so cool. We went to Canada. My sister was there. And the Canadian customs were real suspicious because we went to Vegas first. And we had all these suitcases full. We were only staying there for about 5 days. You're thinking, why can't we have all these suitcases? You're only here for 5 days. So we had to explain.
Cocaine?
Thanks, man. I'm already here. You know, we're on a honeymoon. My sister lives here. Hmm?
Yeah.
Sister lives here. And I explained. We're only here for a few days. Eventually got away with it. Let us through. But, yeah, they didn't really like the fact that they didn't think we were going to get out of there.
You're sweating bullets. They're getting more suspicious because of
really
how much you're sweating.
Yeah.
Well, that little thing that happened today, 18 years ago, Today for us in Australia. That's what changed everything.
Yeah.
That changed absolutely everything.
Help yourself get any of this stuff first when you're done. You want some treats?
Thank you.
Well, are you okay, Dave?
Yeah, okay.
I will be after a cookie.
That's pretty bad, eh?
What's the worst place? Out of all the places you've travelled, what's the worst place you've been to? One where you wouldn't really like to go back to after. Not so much any bad experience or anything, but you just sit there going, it's not what I thought
maybe
it would
Hawaii.
Be.
I wouldn't go to Honolulu.
You know what? You're not the first person I know that's gone to Hawaii that said they probably wouldn't go back.
Like, I went to the Pearl Harbor Memorial, and that's pretty cool. But apart from that, yeah.
How long did you stand in line for the Pearl Harbor thing?
It wasn't that busy. We got there really early, luckily.
Oh, okay.
But when we left, it was packed. It was really busy.
See, the young guy that I know that's been to Hawaii, he reckons they stood in line for nearly 3 hours.
Yeah, just flat out.
And he reckons...
we were told by a travel agent to make sure you get the goodie.
They put pineapple on everything, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? We went and got Macca's or something. I'm not sure what it was.
A big Mac with pineapple.
And he put a pineapple on top of a sundae or something. He didn't even order it, just come with it.
On an ice cream.
Yeah.
You're kidding. Who the fuck puts pineapple on ice cream?
Yeah, it's really weird.
But he reckons the shopping was pretty good though.
No.
No?
If you want to go shopping, go to Vegas. Fuck me.
You would have seen some
If you think it's good in Hawaii, you haven't seen nothing.
You would have seen some weird sights through Vegas, surely.
We didn't. I wish I spent longer there. We were there for about a week, maybe? About a week, and you need longer.
There's actually a guy I know who went to. Not my brother in law. Oh, excuse me. Just joking. My brother in law. I'm not my brother in law again, sorry. Guy I used to work with. Him and his wife booked. To stay in Vegas for a week, but they kept winning at the casinos.
Oh, really?
They ended up staying an extra 2 weeks on top.
Holy
in
shit.
Vegas, yeah. Had to cancel accommodation in other places in the states I was supposed to stay.
Cancelled.
Because they kept winning, kept spending money in the hotel and stuff like that. The hotel just let them stay.
That's cool.
Just to keep them there. Mm. And then, he said the most he got up to was about 40 grand in winnings.
Really?
Came back to Australia with about 10 of it.
Who cares, man? Have fun.
Oh, man. I'm not a big gambler, though.
No, I've done a little bit. I lost it so quick, it's not funny.
That'd be my problem with Vegas. But,
I think it's doing blackjack.
You see, they reckon that's the one that sucks everyone in because everyone thinks they know how to play blackjack and get away with it.
That's an experience. I'm not a gambler. I've never done it before. You're in Vegas, try it. I think I put $200 down or something. I lost it like 5 seconds, it felt like. It was so bad. What the fuck? I'm in Vegas.
Got an Ocean's 11 this, motherfucker.
Yeah. It's so cool. Even the hotels there, we stayed at Aria. It's modern as, modern as fuck. That was one of the new hotels there.
Man, there's some dodgy fuck. You always hear there's always dodgy dealings when it comes into hotels in Vegas.
Yeah?
Mm. Especially back in the day when Vegas first started up.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the mafia. People just fucking ran. The mafia could just take them straight out of the desert and bury them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're on this tour or something, like Old Vegas or something it's called. Little Vegas. Old Vegas. It's like what Vegas used to look like ages ago. That's pretty cool, like old casinos and shit.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Did you go get married by Elvis?
No.
Just for shits and giggles. You should have.
Well, through that, you know, drive-through weddings or something. You don't have drive-through chemists? Yeah, fuck my mind. You're kidding me. You have drive-through chemists.
A drive-through chemist?
I know, right?
You wouldn't want that here in Australia, at Chemist Warehouse, because they take 78 minutes to fucking get your box of Panadol.
I couldn't believe it. Like, you're kidding me, right?
Can you imagine that? Imagine driving through and having to wait like you do at Chemist Warehouse? Fuck that.
Drive-through pizza?
Yeah, no, that's all right. I don't mind that. That's good.
It's pretty cool.
Because all you'd pull up and hear that. Sorry, what was that?
Large Hawaiian, well, large meat lover.
Yeah, okay, okay. Hang on, drive me, please. Oh, alrighty, well, we'll take a short break and we'll be back. And we're back.
Hi, mate.
What's your favourite band?
I don't have a favourite band, but my style of music, or musical preference.
Elton John.
He's pretty cool.
La 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 la.
Elton John, you know. Clapton, Dire Straits. Phil Collins. He's pretty cool.
Did you catch Phil?
No. Didn't catch Phil Mac. They're pretty cool too.
I would have loved Phil Collins. I was lucky enough to go see Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Fuck. That was I think it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
That is here. And my wife has a friend.
She
used to work with. Oh, she's got plenty of. My wife's got plenty of friends. She doesn't need any. She needs to be at home in the kitchen, cooking, cleaning, just like every. I'm joking. I am fucking joking. You know, someone will possibly listen to this one day. Oh, he's such a sexist pig. Shut the fuck up. I was joking.
But I think you should do less video games and more cleaning.
Oh, Spider-Man's killing me at the moment. Killing me.
Is it?
Oh.
Take it over?
Fucking, yeah. But, you know, she has this friend that she used to work with. And she's a massive, massive Beatles fan. Oh. I'm a pretty big Beatles fan too. I think they're just about the greatest band on earth. They paved the way for a lot of bands. But anyway, I digress. I was actually going to the concert with my father and my stepbrother. My wife wasn't going, she was just staying home. So, as I leave, she's like, oh, you might bump into her, she'll be there. Like having a bit of a joke. Because, you know, there was 60,000 plus people there.
No way.
Yeah, because they opened up.
No way, then you wouldn't see her.
Oh. And I was like, oh, yeah, maybe. Have a bit of a laugh. Anyway, end of the concert. I'm back at the train station at Roma Street. I'm walking up the stairs, and as I look up...
Guess who it is?
It was her. At the fucking top, just standing there at the top of the stairs with her mum. And she turned around and looked at me. She sort of like looked at me like she recognised me. And I was like, hey! Out of 60 fucking thousand people, I bump into the one person that I said, that my wife goes, oh, you'll probably bump into her.
Mm. Crazy. No way.
I couldn't fucking believe it. But, mate, for a guy that's in his 70s, jeez, he had more energy than a 30-year-old. He was ridiculous. He did not stop. And he's funny. Funny as shit. He's telling all these jokes about
really?
John and George and Ringo.
Here you go.
I'm glad to point because he'll never come back.
No.
Not at his age. I think he's done and dusted when it comes to world tours. He's fit enough, but I just don't think he will. At his age,
no, you
the amount of money that he's got in the bank, you'd just be...
No point.
You know what? I'm from Liverpool. I don't need to do this anymore. Man.
You're Channel 9. When you get off Spider-Man,
I have.
Do you watch Channel
9? I have Foxtel, so I don't watch free to air. Just get on this.
That?
I do not watch free to air.
That's a little bit of discrimination.
That's racist towards it, I don't care.
Are you like one of these people that you think are upper class because you have Foxtel? Yes. I want that for you.
Hey, I'm not a filthy Jew hater like you. You and your people killed Christ. No, I just... My wife and I, we have Foxtel. I don't see the point watching freeware TV if you're paying for TV.
I have Foxtel too, but the block is not on Fox 8.
Oh, no. You're into these stupid shows. You know how I was talking earlier about one of these nerds that camped out at the Apple Store?
No, that's not me.
I said no. You watched the block.
To get reno ideas.
Like, how to build a bigger basement to hide all the bodies.
Your styling points. What kind of drapes we need was our
Richard
coloured timber.
Richard Kuklinski used to do that. He was the guy that was known as the Ice Man Killer. He used to be a hitman for the mafia. He killed over 200 people. After killing someone,
hit him in the basement.
He'd go home, he'd sit in his basement, clean himself off, looking around, wondering what sort of curtains he could put up the basement windows.
And he got away with it too, I bet.
No, he was executed a few years ago in jail, actually.
Oh, poor bloke.
You and him would have made quite a father and son team.
Where was I? Oh, the block, that's right. There's this advert that comes on. And every time it comes on, me and my wife look at each other like, what the fuck is this? It's an advert about Love Island. Have you heard of it?
Love Island?
Mm.
I would destroy on Love Island. I would kill them. They'd send me nuts.
What is that?
Oh, it's hot chili. Oh,
fuck. Anyway, the first time we see in his ad, it shows you like a portrait of you of one person at a time. So it's like this, I don't know, it starts with the bloke and says, oh, I'm the hottest bloke ever. You know, no one's good enough for me today. And then chicks talk a similar thing, you know, after yourself or whatever, I'm the best chick in the world. And me and my wife looked at her, what the fuck is this? Then it goes on to Love Island. We were like, this is absolute sex fest. You know what I mean? And it's got Sophie Monk, she
I'm watching it. I'm
she's not good.
I'm going free to air.
No. She's not even that good looking, mate.
Have you seen her Playboy photos?
I don't care.
Holy smokes, she does not look like what you think with that photo.
Is her face in it?
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Are you high? Have you just tried drugs for the first time ever? Look at me. Look at those pimples. Jesus Christ. You've been sniffing those welding fumes.
Don't like her.
How do you not like her?
Really? You
She's
like her?
She's hilarious.
No. Whoever's on this TV show, Love Island, is not hilarious.
And she's a good looking bird. Oh.
Yeah, I just thought we'd have
to What celebrities out. Do you find good looking?
I don't really follow celebrities. I don't know half their names, but you know how you're really good with names? I'm the complete opposite.
We can go through my list. But we both finish here in a few hours, so it'll be a four-part episode.
How's that something wrong, mate?
It's actually not too bad with hot chili.
You just destroyed it with that chili.
You can't have a sausage roll. Without sauce. I didn't think of that this morning.
You need the ketchup and then the American mustard. No, whatever the fuck that is. What's that?
It's hot chili.
Is it hot?
Nah. It's not hot. But it's sauce. So it's not a dry sausage roll. I'm not eating a piece of wood. I'm not eating a lot.
Yes, I just thought I'd bring the advert up, because it's a little bit up yourself, you know, you see these people talking about how great they are, how good looking they are.
We should approach a TV show. No, we should approach one of the networks with our own TV show where the people on Fuck Off Island get on there. Oh, I'm ugly.
That would be awesome.
I'm boring. people call me Eeyore. I don't know why.
That would be good. I mean, wouldn't I have Sophie Monk?
Nah, you'd have to get someone shit like Rebel Wilson. And yes, I said it. Rebel Wilson is shit. She is not funny. I don't like her. Well, I shouldn't say I don't like her. I just don't find her entertaining.
Mm.
Like, everyone raves on about how funny she is. It's like, well, I used to watch Fat Pizza. She wasn't very funny on that. Did you ever watch that?
Oh, look, it's too stupid for me, man. And that other one, what's that other one?
Elbows?
Yeah. Fuck me, dead.
Where's me fucking kids cut?
I can't watch that shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Mate.
What's that other one? That Aussie one. It's got that chick in it. Two, actually, both of the chicks.
Is it an Aussie show?
Yeah.
And it's got those Aussie chicks?
Yeah, what's it called?
Does it have those Aussie fellas in it as well?
Oh, probably. No, I'm not too familiar.
In an Aussie suburb? With some Aussies in the background?
No, kangaroos.
Oh.
What's that?
What the fuck do you think kangaroos are? They're not fucking Chinese imports, not yet.
They're dumb fucking animals, man. They're running right in front of them. What's that TV show I'm talking about?
I have no idea. You just said that show with the Aussies.
It's
chicks.
Got that bald cunt in it. It's Pommy.
Do you know any other shows that he's in?
No. Because I'm trying to steer away from him because he's such a fuckhead.
Hey, Google. What's that Aussie show with those Aussie chicks and that bald pommy cat?
That I don't like.
I don't know. How about you look it up your fucking self?
Man, what's it called?
Neighbours, Home and Away?
No, it's not like that. It reminds me of the Housers, kind of. Oh, fucking dead, I don't know. It's old. It's older than Housers.
What channel was it on?
I don't know, probably some fucked up ABC or something.
Whoa! What are you gonna guess the ABC?
I'm Googling it. I don't know how I'm gonna Google it.
Bald Bobby cunt with Aussie chicks. Fucking Aussie chicks, mate. Ripper!
I'd probably say it's in the 90s.
Did it have anyone from like Fat Pizza or anything in it?
Maybe. Actually, I don't know if it's back in Aussie.
Jesus. And this is why he's racist, people.
I'm just kind of fucking bananas in pyjamas.
It's bananas in pyjamas?
No, it's not. Oh, God. Put two chicks in it. It's got, man, far out. I don't even know. Don't waste my time.
There's two chicks.
Like potato, one's fat and the other Kath and Kim.
What the fuck?
These two fuckheads. That's what I hate. Oh God, can't stand it.
Jesus Christ! I was got those two Aussie chicks.
It is Aussie, right?
Yeah. Oh. Oh my God. See, that's why you weren't here the other day. You're at the UN. You're at the Hague for fucking crime against humanity.
I can't remember how that subject came up now.
You've thrown me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Has that? I've seen the guys from Fat Pizza live. They did a live show years ago on the Gold Coast. And the one that played Habib, he's actually a stand-up comedian. What's his fucking name? He's funny, man. T-A-H-I-R. Well, that's right. You Greeks don't like the Lebanese.
Well, vice versa.
You greedy wogs. Mate, you know the situation with my mum. Well, it's loosened her lips up a little bit.
Oh no. She said some inappropriate things.
I always joke that mum's a casual racist.
Oh no.
Yeah, I love my mum. I've given her a lot of shit over the years.
I would say too much, I reckon. I don't know her at all. But I reckon
with the condition that she's got, I've probably caused it. If all the stress of raising me has finally caught up. But Bex and I went and visited her the other day. Yep. Turned up thinking the worst, you know, it's gonna be a difficult day. I had an amazing conversation with her. She was actually quite coherent. Coherent is what I meant. Anyway, I have to go to the toilet because nature's calling, not of the yellow kind either.
Oh, no.
Is it the browns? So I'm gone for a little bit. Had a little bit of an upset stomach. And I come back, Bex and Mum were talking about food. Because we're having a bit of trouble getting the old girl to eat. She's not eating food. Bex had said something to her and she goes, "Oh, I don't like the fucking woggy food."
In front of anyone?
just us. He's like, "But it's not woggy." "Oh, it's fucking woggy food and I don't like the woggy food or the woggy fucking people."
Yeah. Where did that come from?
Where does that come from? And it's like, "Mum, you can't say that." "Oh, I don't fucking care."
Really?
It's like, holy geez. So we sort of distracted for a minute, then she starts talking about food again. And all of a sudden it's like, "Oh, I'm so sick of all this fucking Asian food. All for the Asian ones."
Holy.
It's like, holy shit. I always make jokes that she was a casual racist,
yeah.
Which I don't think is acceptable if anyone's racist, but well, I shouldn't say much. It's hard not to laugh when you see this little old lady
stands over her.
And all of a sudden, and I've seen the menu from the food that they get, and it's not Greek food, it's not Asian food, it's like everything. It's like sausages and mash. And she had that one night, doesn't remember, but all she remembers is that she doesn't like the fucking woggy food. Oh, and apparently to the nurse's faces, she called them all fucking, what you call them, bitches or whores or something.
Ooh,
like that. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't there for that fake Christ because I would have had to have a go at her.
Say sorry.
And then walk away and then have a laugh. But I was like, holy fuck. I was like, where did that come from?
Yeah. Yeah, you know on Facebook, right? It's an advert. It's a shopping ad. It's called Wish.
Yeah, I've got Wish. I've bought stuff off Wish.
Really?
Wish is awesome.
This bloke, I don't know, he likes it and it keeps coming up on my news feed.
You can block the ads.
Can you?
Yeah,
I want to show you something.
No.
This thing keeps coming.
Oh.
This thing keeps coming up from Wish. I don't know what it is. But I knew mine for some reason.
Oh.
What is this?
It's a woman in underwear.
Yeah, but what's the thing? They're clear things. For some reason,
do you have Wish?
No. It's just their bloke keeps liking it. I'm like, what the fuck? Surely this is a scam.
The picture of a woman in white underwear. And one of them things that goes. That might be a separate item. Maybe. I don't know, you need to download this though.
Why?
This shit's cheap and it's fucking good. Ah! Knocking shit over.
Come up to mine today.
Here's the bro. Well, I'll have to get back to you. I'll get back to you after this.
I know you're on a podcast.
Yeah.
It's a good conversation right now.
You got a good one?
Yeah. So last night after work, I got home, and there was three podcasts, three airloads. I'm shitting myself down the bottom of the hill. Thinking they're there for me. Trying to figure in my head.
Have you?
They asked me a question, have you seen your neighbour? I said no. Never heard of him. Never knew I had a neighbour. They go, okay, well, he's dead.
Oh, well, he's
suicide in his house. They're doing an investigation, that's why I said come up to mine this afternoon.
Do you know
said,
him?
No, I've never met him, bro. Mm. It's a brand new house, he's the first tenant.
Yeah.
It's brand new, fresh off the ground.
Mm. Did they say how he done it? Well, definitely didn't shoot himself, otherwise everyone would have heard.
Kind of fucking point here, but it's like depression and suicide and shit, very short of my head.
Did you leave a ghost?
No. I thought for that, I think it jumps me. I know if I dropped the soap, bent over and I feel something fucking coming next door.
Pull your pants back up! Stop preparing for it.
That roof, yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out what the hell, because this picture keeps coming up. As long as all the other fucked up things. Yeah, I'll just keep some, like what?
I'm Huffwish.
What is this? Describe that.
That is a... baby penis milker.
Milks babies from their penises. That sounds like illegal. It's not a milk, it's a peeing.
Oh, it might be something for him to pee in.
Yeah.
Big green tube.
How the fuck would be a milker? It's just like, just to entertain myself, I'll go through this. And you get some fucked up things. Like, what is this?
Remember how I told you those two sponges you put together with the rubber glove?
Is that one?
See, this is where you need to download the app so you can actually see what they are.
I don't want to see. It's more entertaining if I don't know. Describe that to a listener. It
looks like a fake vagina. From a view from underneath.
Keep swiping, there's some weird shit on.
Oh, you're really weird.
Mm.
Trucker's hat.
No, we'll keep going.
A key ring? A sticker?
Yeah, swipe the other way.
Some hot girl in bikinis.
Okay, wait. Go back this way. Where's that girl? What the fuck is this? Looks like a butt plug or some shit.
It's a spiked butt plug that looks like it's a dummy, so you can use your mouth to pull it out.
It's just like, what is it? Oh, look, a 50-inch spider for Halloween.
Yeah, but have a look at the price of it.
How much? KR1, what the fuck does that mean?
Excuse me.
Yeah, this one gets me. I always see it, and it's like,
weird.
What is this?
That is weird.
It looks like a cone, a clear cone or
she's
something.
She's got a nice ass though.
Remember that, I'm trying to figure out what these things are.
You know how I know you're gay?
Why?
Because you don't see the hot ass. You just see
it. Because it comes up all the time. I've seen it like a million times. I just want to know what these things are.
Wait, what are we doing here, old bitch?
Oh look, this is you. Having an afternoon nap could help you live longer. So I have to say.
Well, you should tell that to my wife.
No, because you've got to clean.
Well, I've got less time to do that now. Now that
you
my nails are being changed.
And it's time to go. Oh, well, I guess that's it for today. Say bye, Ron.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it, guys. That's the end of today's episode. Hope you enjoyed. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, where you can direct message us with any questions. You can listen to us through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. And if you do it through Anchor, there is an option there for you to leave a voice message. So remember, leave us a voice message and we'll play it on the show. So, once again, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed. Look forward to hearing you. Bye-bye. This episode was brought to you by Anchor and the Fantastic Mr. Matt.